In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei Chesedich Aleph, so it says that Mare of Lavan and Yarok are Tahar. However, the Taz in Sivkatan Aleph quotes from the Shver, from the Bach, in the name of Mahari Margolis, that if a woman has a thick white discharge after she went to the merchatz, after she bathed within a few hours, so that discharge is going to be tamei, because derech adam lehislabein mach mas rechita, because dam becomes whiter based on the rechita. If you look in the Bach himself, the way this is quoted, the Bach quote Matzasi Kasuv in the name of a Gadar Ibzanvil cat, Shekibel me Isha Chachama. Right? So the source of this is one of those halachos that comes from a woman, that this Isha Chachama came up with this cheshbin, that if you bathe, that can make the dam become white. And after 25 years, they found it in the Mahari Margolis, in the name of Reb David Lanzhut, whoever that might be, and they were mitame based on this. V'nire, says the Bach, and this part of the Bach for some reason does not make it to the Taz. Sha'al pi hora azu nahagu hanashim shalolilach lamirchatz biyamim shebein levishas levanim letvila. Based on this, woman don't bathe. No? Now, the way it's quoted in the Bach is the yamim shebein levishas levanim and the tvila, that's when they do not bathe. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, in the Tshuva, in Igros Moshe, this is in Chelek Beis Simin Ayin, Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's a funny Tshuva. The Tshuva is written to, I guess, someone in the yeshiva who was trying to understand Pshat in the Bach. And Rav Moshe deals with, I think I was talking to Yosef Bronstein about this as well, with the Gemara that speaks about that shachar is edaim hu ela shalaka. And the lashon of Rashi is that the shachar leaves the body when it's edom, and then it becomes black afterwards, no? Presumably, had it become black while it was still in the body, so then it would be tahar. And that's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says in that Siman Ayin Gimel that we referred to, etc. So if that's the case, what's the pshat in this Chumrah of the Bach? What's the pshat? How come we would say that you are tameh when the dam changes? Because l'cha'ora, if it changes when you're inside the body, so it should be tahar. And Rabbi Moshe assumes in that tshuva the entire machlokas between Akavya ben Nahalalal and the Chachamim about Dam Yarok, whether Dam Yarok is Tameh or Tahar, the Machlokas is really a Machlokas in Mitzias. Does the Dam change to Yarok while it's still in the body? Does the Dam change to Yarok when it's outside of the body? And if it changes when it's inside the body, so then it's going to be Tahar. Now, generally speaking, we don't like Machlokes in Mitzias. As Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote in an article for the Orthodox Forum at one point, we try to absolve our rabbis of indolence. That basically means that rabbis are not lazy. For those of you who never took Rabbi Dulitz in MTA, you probably don't know what the word indolence means. But the fact is that a Machlokes in Mitzias is difficult, and Rav Moshe is sensitive to this in that tshuva. But he says, kind of, this is the best hesber for it, so let's just go weiter with this hesber. That's what he writes. So what's the pshat in the Bach? What's the pshat in the Bach? How come, l'maisa, if the dam is changing when it's inside the body, if it's changing to be a white color, and that's what he quotes in this Reb Zanvil cat in the name of the Isha Chacham, and they found him Ari Margolis some 25 years later, whatever it is, so how come, l'maisa, it's going to be tumming? So Moshe Feinstein tainas two chedushim within the Bach. The Bach says that it turned this way. The pashtus is what's still in the body, and she's going to be tamei, right? That's the way it seems to be quoted. It changed it while it was in the body. A few hours later, it comes out as white. It's tamei. What's the hezbrah? If it changes in the body, it should for sure be tahar. That's what Moshe's kasha.
So Zakt Ramosha Chiddush, or a double Chiddush. Ramosha says, first of all, that he thinks that Bach is only talking about during Zayin Nikiyim. He's only talking about during Zayin Nikiyim. You see, during Zayin Nikiyim, we know that a woman has to know if she's Tahara Tame. The whole Yisrael of Zayin Nikiyim is that you know exactly what you're up to. And this woman during Zayin Nikiyim, if this white stuff comes out, she might not have a sense. Now, which woman doesn't have a sense? It's only the Isha Chachama. Meaning to say, Zakt Rav Moshe, the average woman would for sure not be a problem if the dam changes to white. It's only for the Isha Chachama, who knows this whole fancy shtick omada, that the, right, that the merchatz changes the red to the white, and only for her during Zayin Nikiyim could it possibly be a problem, because the yesod is that she has a suffix on her own, and whenever you have a suffix on your own, that is mevatel the sfira. That's where Rav Moshe Feinstein says it, as a pshat in the Bach. Of course, the Lashon HaBach is ma'od lo b'mashma. Right? The Lashon HaBach is that this is what happens in the Yamim Bein Sfira L'Tvila. Isn't that the way the Bach says it? Right? The Yamim Bein Sfira L'Tvila. So, Nohegu Anoshim Shalo Lechum Echad B'Yam Shebein Levishas Levanum L'Tvila. That's the Lashon. It's very difficult. And L'maisa, whatever it is, right? We don't hold like the Bach, no?
What are those days?
What are those days? So those days are, let's say a woman delays going to the mikvah. What?
It sounds like she
couldn't go to the mikvah when she's supposed to go to the mikvah, and you delay a little bit. During those days, they don't bathe. But, right, that's the pashtus in the Bach. But which would mean that the chumrah of not bathing isn't really so relevant, or it's relevant in rare cases. According to Rav Moshe, the chumrah of not bathing is relevant more often, no? But it's only relevant for an Isha Chachama who knows the shtick omada, which may or may not be true for anyone today. So Lamaisa, the Bach, seems to be utterly rejected. That's what I would have said. However, when you read the Taz, the Shach does not quote this Bach ki huzeh. When you read the Taz, the Lashon of the Taz is Hamach miyachmir la'atzmo v'lo yorekein la'achirim klal. No? The Taz taina is that you should be machmir, or if you're machmir, you're machmir for yourself, but don't paskin like this for others. Which means that the Taz is not completely rejecting this Bach. Unlike the next Bach, the Bach about when the dam becomes red later on, it comes out as a moist, whitish thing. But the Bach Shita that we'll talk about in a few minutes is that you shouldn't paskin while it's still moist. You should wait until it dries. So about that Bach, the Taz says that's in Gansin rejected. Right? The Taz's Lashon is less man dechosh la'osa chumra. No one is choshish for it. But this first chumrah, which to me sounds less reasonable than the second chumrah, the Taz holds of more than the second chumrah. Right? I was looking around briefly to see if anyone noted this within the Taz. This troubles me, that the less reasonable chumrah the Taz accepts more. Now, also what emerges from this Taz of Hamachmir Yachmir La'atzmai, in this case of the Maharim Argoyas or whatever, is that if you want to have a chumrah about something that's wrong, you're allowed to do it. No? That's a discussion that Pischei Tshuva has over here. Quotes from the Chassam Sofer, that if someone wants to have Eishas Chavish Amatza Be'ed HaBadika Amara Adam Dam and the Chacham is Metaher, are you allowed to be Machmir yourself? Can the husband be Machmir on himself? Or whether he's taking away the Chiyav of Ona from his wife? Right, so the Pischei Tshuva says something which I'm sure 99.9% of wives would disagree with vehemently. He says that any chumrah that husbands have, any maila of chasidus and precious that they have, is something that the women will be very happy with it. Ashril and Shosein, Sha'elda, the Meida, Chazachal and Neviya, Mikol Madregas, Malas, Avodas, Hashem, Simcha, Hila, Ishtel. My impression is that most women would not be particularly happy, right, with a husband deciding to be machmir on something that is not osame ikar hadin. But
Al Karchachon, the Taz himself, holds us something on the Shtickle Torah with that line of Machmir Yachmir La'atzmai.
Isn't there a Kasha
Nashon
Tzipora?
What?
Isn't there a Kasha Nashon Tzipora?
From Tzipora.
Tells Miriam. How did Miriam find out about the fact that Moshe was...
She says that my husband was... Right.
Because she said, Oyle Mishal Sayim Shalimbo.
But that's precisely why the Torah puts the parasha of Eldad Umedad next to it, to show that that was the wrong mahalach. What she was saying is incorrect, right?
Wait, but who says
that? Mi yiten kol Hashem Nevi'im, right? Now there's the Torah...
Miriam, sorry, but Tzipora obviously had the perspective that Nishal Sayim Shal Elu were not going to be so happy about this.
Right, that was Tzipora's perspective, but the Torah is contrasting Tzipora to... Eldad Meida comes up right around there in Chumash.
Yeah, you know,
right? And that's precisely what the Torah is stressing.
But you can't compare being just Machmir to totally being Porish forever.
I'm saying, what's the right from Eldad Meida?
I'm just asking your question.
Well, when they were Zocha to Nevuah, right, the Navi would probably be Porish from Ishto during the time when they were getting Nevuah. During that time. It's just that Moshe Rabbeinu was always on call, so he was always Purish. A regular Navi, right? Now Tzipora is complaining. He says, oi, Nebuch, right? Their husbands have Nevuah, right? And they'll separate. But apparently that was wrong. Maybe a permanent separation is different than... Again, you do see a lot in terms of the Torah's Hashkafa about Kedusha from that episode of Tzipora, no? That Kedusha can be attained. Again, we know this. We're unlike the Catholic priests who assume that you have to take a chastity vow. Right? We assume that higher levels of Kedusha can be attained adrava, without that. I think that's a very important hashgah point, which is absolutely not what you were trying to say, but that's fine. Okay. The next issue in the Taz B'Shem the Shver, B'Shem the Bach, is when the dam comes out and it's a marat tahar, so zak the bach, you should not paskin on it while it's still moist, because very often it will dry and it will end up being red in the edges. And the Taz really does not like this in a big way. The Taz says, oy bazoi, how do you have an institution of bedikos kodem tashmish? Right? What's the idea? That I shouldn't paskin on it when it's still moist, because maybe it will change. The whole idea of bedikos kodem tashmish is that you do bedikah right before tashmish shamita, and then you have tashmish shamita. The marah is still going to be moist. Like zok the Taz, the entire bach is wrong. And like we said a minute ago, the Taz completely rejects the bach. The Taz also rejects the bach based on achzuke reyes lo mechazkinan, that we don't neman, we don't assume that it's going to change. Now, the question that the Taz asked from Bedikas Kodim Tashmish, Rabbi Kiva Eger here, and the Chedusha HaGershuni on the side of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, they both say that's not such a kasha. Maybe Bedikas Kodim Tashmish, according to the Bach, is done that you check yourself, and when there's nothing there, then you know it's okay. But if there's taka something there, so then, since we can't paskin on a moist mare, so when there's something there, you have to be machmir. Alternatively, some of the poskim say that the bedikas kodem tashmish is really a din inyan tuma and tahara. We'll speak about this when we learn kuf pei vav. And the idea is to look at it the next morning after you had tashmish. But no one is going to say that you should not have tashmish based on this bedika beforehand. Again, look in the Chidushei Gershuni and Reb Kiva Eger. But what emerges from the Taz and the Shach also, the Shach talks about this bach in Sifkatin Aleph, in Sifkatin Gimel, excuse me. And the Shach also rejects the bach because of Achzuki Reyes Alom Chazkinon. It's just that you're allowed to paskin on it when it is moist. But if Enochanami, it came out when it's... it came out looking white, and then the tzeva changed to be reddish, so both the Taz and the Shach would assume la halacha that it becomes a problem. Right? The only reason why they're disagreeing, achrei kechlos hakol, is because of achzuke reyes olam chazkinon. This, of course, is against what the Chavastas quotes
in Sifkatin Aleph, and the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Sifkatin Gimel. They quote from the Chacham Tzvi, that the Chacham Tzvi says that no, the Zman that is Koveya is the first moment when the Dam left. And if it's Tahar at that time, it's Tahar entirely. If it's Tameh at that time, it's Tameh entirely. There's a Zman that's Koveya, that first moment. The way the Chacham Tzvi says it is that it can't be that the Dam came out and was Tahar, and then later on it changes and becomes Tameh, because that would be a violation of Drecha Adarche Noam. But we had this idea in the Chavis Das, the Chavis Das's presentation regarding Hargasha, no? That it's not Shaykh that Hargasha is Hargasha. If you hold the Ziva Stavar Lach as Hargasha, it's not Shaykh that the Hargasha is Hargasha in the Bayis Achiton, in the vaginal area, because Hayitachin, that it came out and it's Tahar, and then later on you have a Hargasha and it's Tameh, that would be a violation of Drachaha Darchei Noyam. No? We also had a Tshuv of the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes, who contended that the requirement for Hargasha entirely, right, again, this is almost like Svaras HaTorah, like Darshin and Time of the Kra idea, but the reason why the Torah says that there has to be Hargasha is because were there not to be Hargasha, so then a woman could be a nida and she won't know about it, and then later on she finds out and she becomes Tameh, so that would mean that she slept with her husband when she was really Tameh, and that would be a violation of Drecha Hadarchi Noam. Right? So this use of Drecha Hadarchi Noam as a koveya le'inyan halacha is really interesting. For the Lomdim of Maseches Yevamos way back in Yeshiva 3 years ago, this is probably something that was focused on. The Gemara does not use Drecha Hadarchi Noam in that many contexts, and not in this broad of a context. The Gemara uses it in Maseches Sukkah in terms of being koveya the Dalet Minim, no? Right? Is that the same type of thing as this? This issue of Drecha Hadarchi Noam, that like we have to fix a time, right? That's really what they're saying. It has to be fixed in time. I think this is an interesting use, but they're all saying it along the same sort of way. The Rebbe Yitzchak Shmelkes and those two Chavistases, or the Chavistas called the Chacham Tzvi here, and the other Chavistas, all saying Drecha Hadarchi Noam, that it can't be that we retroactively are metameyu because Hayitachin. It's interesting. I don't have that much to say about it. It's just interesting. Someone had a ha'ara. No? Okay. Yeah?
I mean, what would be the reason for having Pedikos or a Yada Barba Livdok and the idea of a woman being Bodega so often is, I mean, obviously she's going to feel the, she would be Tami all the Taro, so it's going to be Angel Chadachino if you don't have Hargash.
Again, so the idea is if I'm Bodek myself often, so I'm not going to touch Taharos, unless I'm doing some sort of bedika right beforehand, and then I'll be okay, right? And notice, I'm not going to be doing bedikos to look back in time. It's all, right, moving forward in time. But koyad hamar belivdik is gevaldik, because that will make sure that I don't touch taharos without a real sense of what happened. I maybe shall become tummy and we have to go back, so that those are probably dinim d'rabbanon. Right, we're talking now on the level of Dairais and on the level of Drabbanon. All those Tumos Lamafreya, the Gemara beginning of Nida says, Dinam Drabbanon, no? Hey, Josh?
The nature of the objection of Derech Hadarchinon is that there's a retroactive Kares here?
There's retroactive Kares. And that's, like, how could it be that you slept together and it was, right, in Isser Kares and you didn't know about it? You thought it was Heter Gomor and it turned out it's in Isser Kares. That can't be. Yeah, Yosef?
It's a question of Leon Ashok and Azuka, the in between Shaita. I mean, according to the Bach, it's us to be to pass in the Bach.
The Bach would say that
there's no issue
because you're hanging in the abeyance until the Psach. The Shach and the Taz are going to say that what? That when it comes out, right, it looks Tahar to us. Later on, if I happen to find out that it's Tameh, so then it becomes Tameh. So according to that Shach and Taz, we have this issue of Drecha Hadarchi Noam, presumably, right? Now, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like this Chacham Tzvi, or not like the Chacham Tzvi? The Chacham Tzvi is assuming that everything is fixed in time. Look in the Sidre Tahara. The Sidre Tahara in Ois Beis quotes from the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Beis. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about all the dinim of Re'ias Dam in terms of whether I have to shade it or not shade it, right? Follow the rules in the Gemara, Ben Chama Letzel, etc. So the Rambam says that those rules are only formulated in the case when you have some sort of suffix. But you could look at Dam if you're a mumcha, you could look at Dam without all of these rules, and everything is going to be okay. And the Lashon of the Rambam is that if you have expertise, miyad yitame o yitaher. That's the Lashon of the Rambam, parakei halacha yud beis. So the Sidre Tahara, that Lashon of the Rambam, that you do it miyad, indicates that right now, say chas, in your paskin, based on what it has right now. That's the Sidre Tahara says. Now the Lechem V'Simla in Sifkot and Gimel takes issue in the Sidre Tahara's Diak in the Rambam. He says that no, when the Rambam says Miyad, what the Rambam means to say is that I should not paskin only with doing Hekif. Hekif is a discussion about do I have to bring. Rabbi Willig tells a story that when he wanted to learn Ksumim the first time, so he went to Reb Shimon Schwab, and Reb Schwab took out a can of ground coffee. They used to have such things. Now you go to Fairway and get it in bags, but it used to be in cans before we became environmentally conscious. And Reb Schwab took out the can of coffee, and he was makif. He compared the colors. Is that necessary? Is that necessary to be makif? So it could be that what the Rambam means with miyad is just not that you paskin on it miyad before it dries necessarily, but that you paskin miyad in the sense of I don't have to be makif. That's what the Lechem V'Simla says. And by the way, the Lechem V'Simla's reading of the Rambam is a much better read from the Rambam himself. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein in Chelos Dalet Simin Yud Zayin Os Dalet basically paskins like the Chavistas. We basically paskin that you look at Dam when it is moist, and if it changes later on, it doesn't matter. It's all going to be tahar. Paskin the Chacham Tzvi Chavistas. That's very interesting, considering the fact that the Chacham Tzvi's own son didn't want to pass him like the Tata, no? The Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Os Gimel that Reb Yaakov Emden said that Afagad Dekvar Horebo Lehetera, nevertheless, Mistafi Lemebal Uvda Kedas Aviv. He was like scared to pass him like his father. But Lemais, I think many Morei Hora'a will paskin that's going to be Tahar right when it comes out, and things are fixed in time. So there's really two issues that are at play here. Issue one is, can you look at Dam when it is moist or not? The Bach says don't look at anything when it's moist. Right? Everyone disagrees with the Bach. The Gemara seems to disagree with the Bach. The Teres HaShlam points out, Brachas Dalid, David HaMelech said, Yadai Meluch Lachais B'Dam B'Shafir B'Shoya. No? My hands are dirty. That means I'm looking at it when it's moist. It happens that if you look in the Dikduke Sofrim on Brachos Daf Dalet, the text there is not Yadai Meluch Lachos B'Dam U'B'Shafir U'B'Shoya, but there's a missing Vov. Right? Yadai Meluch Lachos B'Dam Shafir U'B'Shoya. Now, David HaMelech is saying, my hands are dirty from Yoledes questions, no? Because you get like a blob that comes out and you have to figure out whether it's Nisrakim Mevar, if alone Nisrakim Mevar, if your hands are going to get dirty. But maybe you can't look at Maros when they're, according to the Dikduke Sofrim, again, whether we use Dikduke Sofrim as a halachic work or not, I leave for the scholars at Bernard Revel Graduate School, but the fact is it is interesting that the Girsa in the Gemara might not be compelling, right, for the Teres HaShlamim's Raya, the way the Xavier Munich has it. Okay, fine. Let's talk about Se'if Beis briefly.
And Isha's not meant to say Kozeri Isi Vibativ. Yeah, Barry.
What was the second issue with that?
Oh, so one issue is, can I look at them when it is moist? Issue number two is, right, do I assume that there's a Zman that's Koveya? That the moment it left the body is Koveya everything. So the Chacham Tzvi says over there that the Zman that left the body is Koveya everything. That issue, I think, is less resolved, even though Moshe Feinstein Paskin like the Chacham Tzvi, but that issue is less resolved. The Pesachim Tshuva himself doesn't seem to endorse the Chacham Tzvi, no? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Chacham Tzvi's own son, didn't endorse the Chacham Tzvi. So, okay. That issue, I think, is less resolved. But everyone holds Netvi the Bach. Yeah?
When a woman says that the mara that she's bringing to the posseg was a different color when it originally
came. Ah! So that is the... That is the big issue. Let's say a woman comes to the posseg and says, Rabbi, it was mamish red yesterday, and now it is fine. So what do you do in that case? So a few things. You have to really question. Was it mamish red, or did it appear red? Was it red or pink? You could ask that question. Very often, right, a moist thing, depending on the light, will look pink, no? Anything that has a whitish tint to it, white, right, and there's light shining, it's going to look pink. In many of these cases, and this is what this sefer, the Pesachei Tshuvos, recommends, you just get involved in the questioning situation. Did it really look red to you, or did it look pinkish? Did it possibly look red? In most cases, they'll say it didn't really look red. If it didn't really look red, so then you could give them the whole shear. I happen to be of the opinion that when people come to you with a shayla, it's a good opportunity to not just say tamei tahar or asuro muteres. Rabbi Neuberger likes to say, or at least Rebbe Neuberger says when she teaches Kabbalah classes, that it's not proper to use the word tamei or tahar because it's a jarring expression. You could say asuro labayla muteres. Okay, fine. Or something along those lines. It's less jarring of an expression. But if it changes color, so I think the best thing to do is that you question. If she says, Vadai, it was tamei, or Vadai, it was reddish when it came out, so then what are you going to do? Then I think in that case you have to be metame. But in most cases, after questioning, it won't be like that. Again, look in this book, the Pesachei Tshuvos, on page 135, page Kuflamet Hey. He quotes all of these firm that I never heard of who deal with these issues. The Shutari Basamim. Who is that? I have no idea. Okay, but that's who he quotes.
Why,
yeah.
Why would we make it if she said it was pink and not?
Because she's not really saying that it was tummy. She's saying, I'm not sure. And then if I have a reason to assume, for example, where did you look at it? Oh, I looked at it in my bathroom. Okay, how yeshivish are you? If you're really yeshivish, so in your bathroom, you have like one old incandescent light bulb. Incandescent light bulbs tend to change the color of maros from whitish to more reddish, no? Ask, where did you look at it? Right?
That was for care. That was fluorescent that makes it more reddish.
Yeah?
Incandescent is full spectrum.
Yeah, I think incandescent makes it look better than fluorescent.
Whatever it is, you try to dig up. I have it somewhere in my notes, which way is which, I don't remember. But you try to dig up reasons why maybe this was not a good read of the situation, and then the Chacham has... Now, the difficult issue that comes up is today many women like asking shaylos anonymously, no? Which makes it harder to have a back and forth. The reason to ask shaylos anonymously, I think, are very good reasons. They're serious tznius, reasons to ask questions anonymously. People are much more comfortable asking anonymously. Great. But it's harder to have a back and forth. You can do it, right? You have a text number and you text back and forth. 347 blank, 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 blank. You text back, so you have no idea who it is, but you have the conversation with them. Sometimes it's easier face to face. Like conversations go easier, but okay, right? There are advantages of being anonymous as well. Let's just talk for a few moments. And so if Beis, a woman is nemenes to say, Kozeri isi v'ibativ, I saw something like this and it got lost. Rashi, this is a Gemara in Chof Amid Beis. Rashi understands the Gemara. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that it's only if you bring another cloth and you say, this is what it was. I mentioned, I think, at one point that I had people who used to send me shaylas by FedEx, and it got lost in the mail. So Rabbi Neuberger suggested at that time maybe you could take out a paint website and say, was it like this, was it like this, was it like this? That, he felt, is also kazera isi. That might be somewhat questionable, I think, based on the fact that things look different on cloths than they look on websites.
It's like the
tzitzelis
are squared.
Like the exactly. So the tzitzelis, again, the tzitzelis is really not into that thing. I'm
it's much worse than that. It could look different on a different screen.
Correct. It's much worse. Rabbi Neuberger still felt, maybe when Rabbi Neuberger comes, we could ask him about this. That's what he told me was the option in this case. Okay, fine. Is a now, obviously, if the Chacham has a suffix about the color, and the woman says that a chacham said it was tahar, so the woman is not ne'emenes because the chacham in front of us is mesupik. It's only when the item in front of us is really tahar, she's ne'emenes to say that I had something else that was the same thing, and then we'll be metahar. Now, the question that the Shach in Sifkatin Zayin, the end of Sifkatin Zayin, raises is based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us a story that Yalta, who we know is the wife of Rav Nachman, used to bring dam to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said it was Tomei. Then she brought the dam to Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda said it's Tahar. Now, the first issue to address is, why is Yalta bringing dam to these other chachamim? Her husband himself knew how to learn. We assume that Rav Nachman actually knew how to learn, right? And he could pass in shaylas. So one day in Taisus, and the Taisa Rush, is that maybe Rav Nachman is a big bucky in Dine Mumnus, maybe he couldn't pass in shaylas in Maris. No, that's the first day in Taisus. Right? Shem aloha ya bucky. Aye, there's a Gemara that earlier that he made a comment. So that one thing he had a Kabbalah on, but maybe he didn't really have Bekiyas in Maris Domim. That's the first day of Taisus. The other 2 days in Taisus are that really Rav Nachman could have Paskin Shailas, and he could have Paskin for his wife, but she was worried that he'd be too Machmir on himself. It would be Libo Nokvo Uporesh. And also she is worried about Shem Shalot Tiskana Bafanav. It's a little bit yucky. You know, I'm showing the dam to the husband. Right? Women want to be as pretty as they can be in, for their husbands. Shalot Tiskana. So that's the opinions that Taisus quotes. That means that fundamentally a husband can paskin shilos for his wife. It might be a bad idea, however. And that's what the Lechem V'Simla paskins. The Lechem V'Simla basically has a hasaga on the Shach. Shach, how can you paskin straight up that a husband can pass in his wife's shaylas, right? The Shach just quotes in Sifkan Zayin, Yachol Liros Demei Ishtai, Frek the Lechem V'Simla, but what about all these reservations that it might be a bad idea? Okay, fine. Now, there is the real raya that a husband can pass in shaylas for his wife is a Mishnah Nega'im. The Mishnah says, Ka Nega'im Adam Roach Chutzmi Nigei Atzer, Meya says, Afal Nigei Krovav. Ka Nedarim Adam, Matu Chutzmi Nidre Atzmai, Reb Yeshua, Ome Afal Nidre Ishto Krovav, right? Afal Nidre Ishto Krovav. And no one says anything about Kol Hadamim Adam Roach. So the impression is that a husband is allowed to see Demei Ishto. And that's what Taisus quotes straight up. That's what Taisus quotes. That means the husbands can pass in shaylas to their wives because the Mishnah Nega'im says that the only thing you can't do is be roe nigei ishtai. Right? That's like the Musa Shmos. Now, kon Nega'im adam roe chutz mi nigei atmo. Right? That's impossible to see your own faults. No? Which is actually really push up shot. Maybe not push up shot in that Mishnah, but it's push up shot in life. And Tosis paskins, the Shach paskins straight up, you could see your wife's maros, not a problem, assuming you know what you're doing. The Rash, however, there in that Mishnah Perek Beis of Nega'im, the Rash writes Shema. The Rash isn't machlet this way. The Rash is lashon that Shema yeshalcha like bein hecha deschazek isura lahecha delay ischazek isura.
Zok the Rash, that maybe when it's Ischazik Yisuri, you shouldn't pass in the Shaila for your wife. What does that mean? Zok the Chochmas Adam in Klal Kuftes. The Chochmas Adam says that you shouldn't pass in the Shaila for your wife on the Tvila. If there's a Shaila, she went to the Mikvah, and there's a question whether there is a Chatzitza or not, that Shaila husband should not pass in for his wife, because that's a case of Ischazik Yisura. She was Bechezkas Tameya beforehand. The Tevila is coming to change her Chazaka to become Chezkas Tahora. But that Shaila you should not pass in for your wife. Now, in five Okon points on the Bar Yashokhan Sivkat and Chav Zayin, this is true only if it's real Hora'ah. In other words, Hora'ah means a Shaila. But if it's something that, if it's something that's Beferish and Poskim, so that's not really Hora'ah. Right, the Ramot Paskins and Hanhagas Issa V'Heter and Simon Reish Mem Beis, that, and the Magen Mishnah has this, that there might not be an Issa of Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbi on something that's Beferish and Poskim. I was always nervous about this, and as like first thing you hear, people sometimes come over to me and ask me like a question in Mishnah Brura. It's like, is it Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbi or if Shechter sitting right there? Right, do I have a Heter to answer any Shailas? So we basically Paskin that anything that's not like a shayla kihuzet, it's just a marimakom, that's mutter. So what I do sometimes when I have a shayla in the tevila, shaylas in tevila do come up, is you pull a sefer off the shelf and you say, oh, I think the answer is over here. Right? You ask your wife to read it. Okay, mutter. Okay, usher, whatever it is. You're not paskening a shayla, no? You're shomarimakom. I think that's a good approach. But laman ha-emes, the Achrenim do not really hold like this Rash. Even though the Chochmas Adam Paskins this way, the Maram Shik and the Chuba and the Mahari Asad. Mahari Asad, by the way, was one of the major opponents of Rabbeinu Hirsch, no? He was a Moravian rabbi who opposed Rabbeinu Hirsch. So Mahari Asad and the Maram Shik, they both say that we don't Paskin like this Chochmas Adam. We Paskin that you can Paskin a Shaila even on the Tevila. What's interesting to note, and I once had a conversation with Reb Five Cohen, I once wrote him a letter, he didn't write me back about this Nakuda, is L'cha'ora, if you're machmir for the Rash, if you're machmir for the Chochmas Adam, so it shouldn't only be a Shaila and Tevila. It should also emerge that you don't paskin Hefzik Tahara Shailas. Because Tosis points out in the first daf in Gittin that there are two Chazakis. There's a Cheskas Tomei that only goes off when you go to the Mikvah, but there's a Cheskas Ro Adam that the Hefzik Tahara comes to stop. Right? The idea of a Hefzik Tahara is that I used to be bleeding, now I'm not bleeding anymore. L'chore, if I'm trying to change a Chazaka and I'm not Nema because it's a Schazak Yisura, so then you shouldn't pass on a Shail on Hefzik Tahara also. For some reason, revival on the Ba'ad Dei HaShokhan Tzivkat and Chav Zayin sounds like you could pass on any Shail on Zimaros, just not a Shail on Tevila.
But it's like the Zifron Yosef.
So is it like the Zichron Yosef that I have a Roiv? So I have a Roiv, but we don't really hold like that Zichron Yosef in the most.
But it's not the same way. Like if she doesn't go to the mikvah, she'll be Tamei indefinitely. But if she's going to stop bleeding at some point, so
that makes it like a Chazaka Asuila Hishtanos. But Chazaka Asuila Hishtanos' status within Chazakas takes us to the word of the Shev Shmeitzer, which makes us very dizzy. But yeah, I mean, maybe it's all based on the Zichron Yosef, but would we rely on that Zichron Yosef for these types of things? Perhaps. In other words, it's a Chumrah. To be choshish for the Chumrah of the Chachosah, maybe. Maybe. For some reason, in this Sefer, in the Pizchei Chuvis, he paskins that a husband should not paskin his wife's Hefzik Taharis. In the Chedushei HaRashba, footnote number 249, he also says that you should not paskin your wife's Hefzik Taharis. Okay.
The cloth comes out and it's...
If the cloth comes out and it's not a Shaila, of course that's okay. But if there's a Shaila on the colon, a Hefzik Tahara, should the husband bring it to someone else or not? Just if the husband knows...
You have to decide if it's a Shaila, though.
Huh?
The husband has to decide if it's a Shaila or not.
Sounds like the rabbi's contract, right? The rabbi paskins all shayla, the rabbi paskins what's considered a shayla. Right? Okay, I hear. Yeah. I mean, you're right. But certain things, I think, are objectively not a shayla. Certain things, you know, if you've been through this case so many times, right, and you know that I've shown this color yellow, how many times do you have to show the color yellow? And the pashtus is, it's not a shayla at all. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dershowitz packets, they bring down that Rav Yossi Karel, it says Machmir, like the Chachmas Adam, and Rav Ozner is Mikel.
Okay.
Like the Maharam Shuk. And then they put in brackets, they say, Choshani says that if it's something that requires, it's only when it requires a Shiko Hadas or some sort of Machra.
But if it's Beferish and Svarim, and by the way, 99.9% of Shavas are Beferish and Svarim. You don't really... A shah that requires real shikol hadas, again, from my experience, is very, very rare. Now, you cannot use this. I always thought that maybe once we have this rash, this could, for Tysus' kasha. Tysus asks, how come Yalta is going to Rabbi Bar Chana to show him the maros, let her go to her husband? So I thought, oh, maybe going to the rash, it's for Enfert, no? Because it was a shaylah, let's say, on Hefzik Tahara. Right? So it doesn't really work because the Lashon HaGemara is like kol yoma. She said that kol yoma. It sounds like always she was going to Rabbi Bar Chana, to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, whatever it is. It doesn't sound like she was ever bringing shaylos to her husband. Now, the other issue to this that comes up in this Gemara Daf Chav is a shaylah of Chacham Sha'asar Ein Chaver Shaylah Hatir. In fact, the Gemara, how come after she went to Rabbi Bar Chana and he was Mitameh, did she go to Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda? Isn't there a din that Chacham Sha'asar Ein Chavei Rashay Lahatir? Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim. Is this a halacha on the Shoel, or is this a halacha on the Chacham? No? Is it an Isser for me to go and bring the shaila to second rabbis, the Isser on the Chacham? And the Mashmos of the Gemaras is a little bit different. This Gemara, the way it appears in Avodah Zarah, you get an impression that Isser is on the Shoel, you get an impression more from Nida Daf Chav that the Isser is on the Chacham. The Rishonim also discuss what's the nature of this Isser. The Ran in Avodah Zarah on Daf Zayin, he quotes from the Ravid that the reason for the Isser is because of Shavye Chaticha de Isura. No? The reason why Chacham Sha'asar in Chaver Rashallah Hatir is because once the original Chacham comes out with the Psak, it's Mamish Asar. Once it's Mamish Asar, so then the second Chacham can't be Matirit. The Ran, however, himself says that he thinks the reason is Mishum Kvodo Shal Chacham. And there are many nafkaminas. Whether the Isser is out kvodo shel chacham, whether the Isser is based on Shavi Chaticha Disura, Bidiyeved. Can it be mutter? If it's out Shavi Chaticha Disura, it becomes Asr. If it's out kvodo shel chacham, then it can't be mutter. Let's say chacham number two is a bigger Talmud chacham than chacham number one. Right? Let's say chacham number two was told that chacham number one agrees, I can ask you the shayla. Right? If it's al Shavi Chaticha di Sura, it's all Aser. It happens that Rashi over here in Nida Daf Chav sounds befavish like the Ran. I don't know why people don't quote this Rashi. Rashi says in two places on this Daf that the din is Mishum Kvodo Shel Chacham. If it's Mishum Kvodo Shel Chacham L'cha'ora, so then the halacha would be true also about Chacham Shehitir in Chavir Rashai Lesar, no? If it's out Shavi Chaticha Di Sura, it's only true on Chacham Sha'asar. If it's out Kvoido Shal Chacham, the way Rashi and the way the Ran say it, so it would be true even in the opposite case of Chacham Shehitir. This issue is relevant. I was trained that when you get a Shaila, you don't say it's Tamei. Don't say it's Tamei. You can say, I can't be Matir. Why? Like they said in Brisk, like every shaila is a svek sveka. Maybe it's mutter, maybe it's usher, maybe if it's usher, Reb Simcha Zalig has a kula. The fact is, especially if it's a serious shaila, if I say it's tamei, then I get caught in, I'm messing this person up in terms of the Chacham Sha'asar issue. So I could say, I can't be matir. I'm not giving a real psak on it, because I don't want to get into Shavi Chaticha Di Isura. Now, Shavi Chaticha Di Isura is a little bit questionable, the way Rav Soloveitchik in the Nefesh HaRav is quoted as saying that a psak in Isur V'Heter is different than the psak in Dini Mominis, no? The Rav quoted that Rabbi Yonasan Ayib Shetz asked the Shaila, how come when you have a Din Torah and the Bali Dinim are fighting with each other, and then the Rabbi Paskins like Reuven, not like Shimon, so Shimon comes out and his mamish want to curse, right? The Tumim writes that the Isser in Choshimish Besim Chav Zayin of Kilalas Dayin is because it's a very natural occurrence. People want to curse the Dayin when you lose a Din Torah. But how come a guy shows up to the rabbi with a cow that's worth $100,000 or whatever the cow is worth, I have no idea, and the rabbi says the cow is treif, and the guy walks away and says, okay, thank you, I'm a kabel. But how come in the Din Torah for one pruta you're going to curse the dayan, and in the shayla for hundreds of thousands of dollars you're not going to curse the rabbi? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz said the vart that he thinks the pshat is because in the Din Torah it's not so much that they're saying that I'm wrong, it's that I don't want him to be right. Right, which I think is a profound insight. But the Rav felt that psak in Isser v'heter is fundamentally different than psak in Dine Mominis. Psak in Dine Mominis, I'm passing on the Gufa de Uvda, I'm passing on this case. This is what happened. I'm passing on this case. In Isser v'heter, I'm not passing on this case. I'm paskining in general. If it matches X, Y, and Z, some of the halachas like this. If not, it's like that. And you decide. I'm giving you theoretics rather than paskining, right, case specific. That's what the Rav quotes in the Nefesh Herb. Now, I was always bothered by this, that l'cha'ora, that's against the Ravid, no? The Ravid's nusach of Shavi Chaticha de Isura. And it's not shavye anafshe chaticha disur. It's not the pshat that the person who asked the shayla receives the psak, and then, you know, the ktsois and simon lamedalad questions, whether shavye anafshe chaticha disura, Marie, Ben Lev, and everyone else, whether it's mitam neder or not. It's not the pshat that I receive the psak, and then it's ki'il, I'm accepting a neder on myself that should be aser. The lashon of the ra'ivid is shavye chaticha disura. No? That I am making it Usr. The chacham is sharfing an isser. That does not make sense according to the Rav's cheshbon. But again, if we're correct that Rashi and the Ran hold this mishum kvoido shel chacham, we don't really hold like the Ravid. So I think the Rav Shtiko Torah is true. It's just not true within the Ravid. It's truth in the other chachamim. In other words, one could argue that those Yishonim argue on the Ravid, they're disagreeing fundamentally about how psak halacha works by isser v'heter. I think that a possibility is worth thinking about, and once again, I thank you for listening. I'm Yitzhak Hashem on Monday. I'd like to speak about Shavuot Feres. And on Tuesday, Rabbi Nivik will give a chabura, and we should be chazering already, because there is a bechina. Oh, you should know this bechina is going to really rack you. It's going to be very difficult, so you have to chazer a lot. Okay. Thank you.